This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinians trapped inside Gaza's biggest hospital said they were digging a mass grave on Tuesday to bury patients who died under Israeli encirclement and said no plan was in place to evacuate babies despite Israel announcing an offer to send portable incubators. Israeli forces have surrounded Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital, which they say sits atop an underground headquarters of Hamas militants. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A downpour in Gaza on Tuesday brought new concerns and challenges for Palestinians there, many of whom are homeless and living in makeshift tents after weeks of Israeli bombardment. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Streams of water ran through a UN shelter in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza on Tuesday after heavy rain. The start of the rainy season and the possibility of flooding increased fears that the already damaged enclave sewage system will be overwhelmed and then disease will spread. The Norwegian Refugee Council said the start of the rainy season could mark the most difficult week in Gaza since the conflict began. And other aid agencies have said trying to simply meet the daily needs of Gazans has meant they've been unable to plan ahead for potential flooding.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday he is engaged in daily discussions to secure the release of hostages held by the Hamas militant group and believes it will happen.
I'm talking with the people involved every single day. I believe it's going to happen, but I don't want to get into detail.
What's your message for the families?
Hang in there. We're coming.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Washington on Tuesday